with Brad and Ben from the Press Box, live on location at 209 Sandalwood Drive in Easley. Learn how you can save up to 67% on a water furnace geothermal heat pump system for your home. Water Furnace Geothermal Discovery Day, Wednesday, October 28th with Brad and Ben, 207 Sandalwood Drive, Easley. Stay on top of this weather and your lawn care with a Skag mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Skag mowers dealer in the Carolinas. Check out the lineup of Skag commercial and residential mowers at one of our Landscaper Supply stores. Landscaper Supply also carries mulch, hardware, fertilizer, and even ammo. Landscaper Supply, with locations in Easley, Greenville, Simpsonville, Anderson, and Greer. Online at landscapers-supply.com. If it's for your yard and home, it's Skag and Landscaper Supply.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
The rivalry is renewed this weekend in Memorial Stadium as the Clemson Tigers play host to the Florida State Seminoles. As we finish out the month of October, the Tigers are looking to end it with a win in Death Valley. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with a Tiger tailgate show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Old ways of maintaining a clean home not working? Only Zero Res cleans with patented technology that uses high pH, electrolyzed water, not harsh chemicals, or no sticky, no soap residues left behind. The technology is so good as its own name, ZR Water. Scientifically proven to get your carpets, rugs, upholstery, and tile insanely clean. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129. And mention my name, Mickey, at The Roar for a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean.
All right, hour number two of Road Rage. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Eptula. We remind you, our phone number here for the next 3 hours, 864-650-9008. You heard me correctly. It's a different number, 650-9008. Give us a buzz on the Vive broadband phone lines, 864-650-9008. We'll get to Pat. We'll get to Ken. We remind you, hour number two presented by George Coleman Ford. I hope my man Greg Coleman's doing well. With the new Ford Bronco, I know that he is. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Stop by and see him online at georgecolemanford.com. Look, they've been in business now almost 90 years. I mean, pretty soon we're going to be able to say they've been in business for a century. They're the best. They give you the best customer service. They give you the best price. And there's less of the other nonsense. I know, because I've been a customer. Go by and see him, George Coleman Ford. GeorgeColemanFord.com. Cars cost less in Traveler's Rest. Tell my good friend Greg Coleman hello. And I hope everybody up there is doing very well, and I trust that they are. 650-9008, the phone number. Pat joins us next. Hey, Pat, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I enjoy listening to you. I listen every day to 105.5. Question. I can't understand. Is the trouble in the weight room? I don't know what the trouble is. Is the trouble when they offered to pay the guys? Is the person that pays them? Do they dictate what the people can do? So I need somebody to set me straight.
I'm with you.
I listen to the game all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pat. And let me do my best to try to answer those questions for you. Because here's where I am. I don't think that name, image, and likeness came at a particularly great time if you're looking at a program that is surprisingly struggling 7 games into a season. It's easy to point your fingers back and say, well, that was a distraction. Maybe on some level it was initially, but I don't think that that's the issue that has plagued the program this year. I also don't think the issue is in the weight room. The issue look, is a myriad of different things happening all at once. Problems on the offensive line. Three starters went down to injury early. You saw Matt Bockhorst go down, who had a wonderful interview on Kwok and Kelly earlier today. Eric McClain, watch your back because he's coming for you on ACC Network. That's how great it was. Very impressed with him. You've had a litany of injuries up front. You lost arguably the best quarterback that you've ever signed and the only number one overall pick you've ever had come out of your program in Trevor Lawrence. You lost Travis Etienne, arguably the best running back in the history of the ACC, and you struggled to replace those guys. And it's been a perfect storm of stuff that has occurred along the way. For example, one thing I haven't talked about today. Look, I'm a proponent of playing teams like Georgia, LSU, Alabama, whenever, wherever, especially at the beginning of the year and especially in a kickoff classic. This year, that didn't work out in your favor. Doesn't mean you don't have to do that in the future. I think many years it can work out in your favor. This year, it did not. This year, when you're breaking in so many new parts to this, what has been a well-oiled machine on offense, and you stumble out of the gates and play a defense like what we've seen from Georgia so far, I think there have been lingering effects from that game. I really do. I think the injuries have been more severe than that. I think replacing so many stars it has been a bigger impact. But I think in particular the quarterback position for a couple of weeks and maybe even still right up until the Pittsburgh game this past weekend, I think there have been some lingering things that have been there, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So, Pat, I mean, it's all of those things. I don't think there's anything wrong in the weight room. I think they've been phenomenal there for a long period of time. I don't think it's NIL. That was a distraction. It was back in July, and every other team has had to deal with it, so it's a moot point to begin with. I think you've had injuries. You've had to replace too many people, lingering mental issues after what happened against Georgia. And it's the first time you faced adversity in well over a decade. And, hey, you know, maybe you're shaking off some of the rust and just having to deal with that for the first time. It's been a while. So when somebody describes it as a perfect storm, I think that old cliche works really well in describing what we've seen in the first seven games this year. Phone number 650-9008. You heard me correctly. If you're just tuning in, it's a temporary number. Give us a buzz, 864-650-9008. Ken and Greer is up next. Ken, good afternoon, and welcome into the show.
Hey, Roy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. I hope you are.
Man, I'm doing great. I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we've been up here so long and so good. I just want everybody that's listening today to think about what they did on their job today. And did they give it 100% all day long? Did they do the best they could and not have to turn on the radio and see who's going to criticize them today for missing a block or not making a tackle? I mean, I've heard so much crap. You know, I don't know if people play ball or not that does all this talking about things. But, it's harder to lose than it is to win. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, you take a beating when you lose it, and it's hard enough to walk off that field and know you just got beat. But, you know, I look at it one way, and then I'll hang up. You know, everybody has a big brother. You always want to whip him someday. Well, you know, one day that finally came, and you got the best of your big brother. And I think that's happened to Clemson this year. He rubbed noses in some of these teams for a few years, and now they get a chance to get you back, and they ain't letting up. But good luck to everybody, and just remember, that's a bunch of kids out there playing a game. And I know the coaches make a lot of money, but we ain't going to talk about that. But, you know, just have fun, keep on going, and, you know, tell everybody we love them instead of beating them up. Have a great day, my man.
Ken, you too. 864-650-9008 is our phone number. Dabo was asked about what the feedback has been from people in the Clemson community today. That was a great question just to see what is it like for a head coach that's kicked everybody's tails for well over 10 years and he's won the titles and he's done all this stuff and really hasn't faced any adversity whatsoever on the field building this program. And he said, you know, people don't make eye contact with me right now. It's like I've got the plague. He goes, I'm getting people dropping random letters in my mailbox. I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in a long time. Getting a lot of prayers. It's like you got a stink on you. No one wants to be around you. But we'll be fine. I promise you. That was what he said today when asked what it's been like around the community. And I mean, look, you almost can't fault the people that aren't used to this as well. I mean, nobody really knows how to act. So when somebody says this, it's all weird, I agree. So, like, there was a guy that texted in earlier when I started the show, and I said, hey, before we get critical of, about stuff, remember where this team has been in the last 10 years. Remember all the championships. That didn't just dissipate in, over the course of seven games. And he said, man, I'm turning the station. I can't listen to this. People don't know how to act because a lot of you have never lost now. A lot of you just became fans 8 or 9 years ago. This is how it's always supposed to be, you thought. Well, no, it's not. It's not. It's been a perfect storm of events that have led you down this path just through seven games. And here's the thing. It's not going to be like this forever. It's not going to be like this forever. And if you listen and arrange the tea leaves enough, I think we can walk down that road. We'll do that coming up later in the show. Phone number 650-9008. 650-9008. Bengal John is up next. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you for taking my call. Good to have you on the show there, man. It was missing Walt but the last couple of days, but now we have you, and that's a blessing for sure.
Appreciate it.
You know, I didn't grow up in Clemson. I don't have the ties that a lot of these people do around here, but I'm going to say this, Roy. You know, every team, I don't care where you come from or what team you pull for, goes through adversity. And what gets me about all of this is that most of the fans here in Clemson are ready to, as I heard the other day, ready to clean the clock, wipe the slate clean, fire everybody. This is not normal and whatever. But realistically, the run that Clemson's had the last 10 years is unquestionably one of the best in the country, other than possibly Alabama. And yet you got people wanting to jump ship. And it just amazes me. I mean, you got people that graduate, attrition, I mean, all kind of things, COVID environment. I mean, a lot of factors. And yet most of who you listen to don't really consider that. And it surprises the heck out of me. And maybe you're right. Maybe they're just not used to having to deal with adversity. But the truth is that it's going to happen from time to time. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. And again, John, I would tell you what I just said. There's a lot of people listening to this station. There's a lot of Clemson fans out there that have never experienced any of this. No adversity whatsoever. You became a fan in 2014. Well, what did you do after that? You went to six straight playoffs. You won two national championships. You beat everybody's brains in the ACC. You crushed your rival. You beat Alabama. I mean, you did all of these things. And so now you're dealt this hand of cards. You're like, wait a second. We're Clemson. This shouldn't happen. So, I mean, I think that's part of it, too, is people just don't know how to react. And because you're not undefeated and you're not at the very top of College Game Day and you're not in the, you know, top five of the latest AP poll, you're not going to be in the College Football Playoff rankings next week, you don't know how to respond and you don't know how to react. I'm here to tell you, like, I'm not really mad at you if that's who you are. Because almost like you don't know any better. And if I were you, I'd be in the same spot. So I think that's part of it. But go ahead.
Let me make one final comment, Roy, kind of off the cuff here. I know that there's not a lot of LSU fans around here. But, I said this to Walt probably mid-season, and I'll make it quick. I said it to Walt mid-season. I said, quote, unquote, that Ed Ogeron had lost that team. And he had lost the fire. And there was obviously a lot going on. But I want to get your opinion and who you think is the best fit, because according to Woodward, day before yesterday in a press conference, specifically saying, this is my job, I'm going to have the final say, whatever we need to spend, we will spend. I'm tired of hearing about paying off Ed Ogeron and this and the other. Whatever we need to do to get this program back to the fire that we need to have, you know, where it's something to come to Tiger Stadium and play at night. It's something about the culture and all of that. And in my opinion, one of the best candidates, and you may disagree, I think is Lane Kiffin. I said they should have hired him before he ever went to Ole Miss. But that would be my choice. I think it's the best fit. He recruits well. Everything he does and everywhere he goes, he's been a winner. And I don't see how you don't really give that guy a heavy look. Do you agree or disagree?
if they keep winning, I think more of what you're saying, A, I'm buying into, and B, LSU and its athletic director will as well. I mean, right now Ole Miss is in the top 10. Lane Kiffin went through the Alabama coaching rehab assignment for a couple of years under Nick Saban. He's obviously improved. He's got the swagger, all that kind of stuff. Going to Baton Rouge would make sense, provided that he closes the season strong. I honestly think LSU has its sights set on somebody bigger because that's been his M.O. Now Kiffin's big, and he may be gigantic by the end of the year, but I'll keep coming back to one name in front of Lane Kiffin and one name only, and I got a sense and I got to believe that he's going to make this one individual tell him no before he moves on to anybody else. And I think it's Jimbo Fisher. I think that they're going to make a play somehow, some way for Jimbo Fisher, make him tell LSU no. And I think Jimbo loves it down in Baton Rouge, by the way. I think he likes College Station. I think he could stay there a long time and win a lot of games and probably win a national title there at some point. But I think he likes it at LSU a little bit more. And if the offer was right and the timing was right, I just wonder, thinking out loud, if that's where that thing ends up. Surprisingly, let's say in January at some point in time. I think he wants a bigger name than Lane Kiffin. I really do, John.
Well, if he's gonna play that card, I don't see why he doesn't offer it to Urban Meyer, because Urban Meyer is definitely not happy, and he'd love to get back in college football, and there wouldn't be a better place for him to do what he wants to do and win championships than at that facility. So, I mean, if you're going to go out and try to wave that flag, I think you have to consider Urban Meyer too. So. But anyway, thank you so much, Roy, for taking my call. I can't wait to listen to the rest of the show. Have a great day.
You too, John. Thank you for the kind words. The phone number, if you're just tuning in, it is different than what it normally is today. And it is 650-9008, 864-650-9008 if you want to talk with us. We've got Thirsty Mangus. We've got Justin coming up. We're going to get to you guys right after this quick break. I mean, LSU feels like it's Alabama. LSU feels like it's Clemson. LSU feels like it's, you know, the behemoth of college football. And on some level, I think that's accurate. But its athletic director, when you say that, you know, money is no object and that you're going to get the best guy and these kinds of things, well, I think in his mind that person is Jimbo Fisher. I think that's who he's talking about. I'm not saying Fisher definitely goes there, but I think that's who he's targeting. And by the way, Jimbo beat Alabama this year, the first Nick Saban assistant to beat the mentor. And, you know, he won a national title at Florida State, and he's coached at LSU and in the SEC for many, many years. I think a lot of that adds up if he can find somehow some way to pull off that deal, negotiate a buyout, and get it done. Texas A&M would be big angry. But you know what? I think he likes it in Baton Rouge better. Just a hunch. 650-9008 is our phone number today. 650-9008. Appreciate everybody chiming in. We'll get to your calls here on Road Rage. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula. Stay tuned.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle from Tim's Harley Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated me like family, and that's what the tradition at Tim's is all about. More than 70 years of adventure on the open road. They're just great people who know the key to a better lifestyle. Hey, if you want to ride like a champion, go get yourself a legendary bike from Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson. Go Tigers.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
Relax. Adulting just got easier with Founders Collegiate Debit. Take your higher education to the next level with a debit account filled with perks exclusively for students. You'll enjoy access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, no foreign ATM fees, zero balance requirements, 24/7 account access with Founders Online and the Founders app, and up to $175 in bonus cash. Collegiate to learn more. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or one of our more than 30 office locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asked Walt I hear Joe Namath, J.J. Walker, and other celebrities urging me to call the toll-free number and receive all these extra Medicare benefits. Is this for real?
Listener, I cannot tell you how glad I am you asked this question. These people basically are misleading and outright lying to the vast majority of you. There are very unique circumstances that few qualify for that may give one or two additional benefits. But these actors make it sound like Christmas. If you want the straight answer from a guy who knows and sells all the local plans, just give me a call at 864-307-8484. We will only change you if it truly benefits you.
There you have it. Medicare recipients, give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484 for the straight answer. You will thank me later.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Have you thought about going back to school and finally completing your degree? If so, Southern Wesleyan University is your answer. 100% online classes, competitive tuition, and the opportunity to advance in your career. Pursuing a degree at SWU is worth your time and money. You will find curriculum that combines an ethic of care with real-world concepts, taught in a faith-filled community that equips you with the skills to meet the needs employers are looking for. Step into faith. Step into community. Step into SWU. Apply today with no application fee. Go to www.swu.edu.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
All right, back on Road Rage. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula. The Vibe broadband phone lines are lit up, which is always a great scene. And appreciate everybody calling in today, keeping the show flowing, as I expected you would do on a day like today. Remind you, we're presented by Priority One Security. And don't forget to register for their enormous contest. They're giving away a smart home security package to one homeowner this season. Winner's going to be selected December 6th, just in time for Christmas. All you have to do to win, own a home in the Southeast, go to the Roar's website, WCCPFM.com, theroarfm.com. You can get registered there, and the package includes their smart home hub, one-app controls, adaptive communicators, smart thermostats, wireless smart locks, all the goodies, plus installation and a full year of smart home and security services, courtesy of our good friends at Priority One Security. Head to the Roar's official website, get registered, and get your chance, your opportunity to win that security package valued at over $3,000. That's what I'm talking about on a Tuesday. You'd love to get hooked up with that kind of sweet deal. A lot of texts coming in. Seminole Ted says, I think he's got more longevity in College Station versus Baton Rouge, perhaps. Also from the 864, Roy, we're not at Alabama's level. They never fall off like this. What do you think would happen if this occurred in Tuscaloosa? Well, after 44-16, everybody and their grandmother was predicting the end of Nick Saban. Everybody said that that was it. The year that they didn't make the college football playoff, everybody was saying that was it. I mean, there was that kind of stuff out there. To your point, did Alabama lose three games that year? I don't recall that they did. And Clemson may go on to lose four or five before this year is over based on what we've seen so far. So, I mean, that really is different compared to what we've seen the last couple of years, the last decade. So your point there is semi-valid, but, man, a lot of people were off the Bama bandwagon a couple of times after getting romped by Clemson in San Francisco and then after not reaching the college football playoff. And yet here they are back and stronger than ever before. So, I mean, look, there have been two coaches that have done it at that level since 2010. One is Nick Saban, one is Dabo Swinney. Nick bounced back from adversity in a big way. Guess whose turn it is now? Guess whose turn it is now? There's no guarantee it'll happen. But if you're going to look at it and say, okay, if there's one coach in the country that can handle this and figure this out and make it work long term, who would it be? Yeah, I don't mind being the second spot trailing perhaps the greatest coach in the history of college sports. All right? Yeah, not a bad spot to be. We'll find out. Thirsty Mangus joins us next. Thirsty, good afternoon. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Roy, thank you for having me. And it's not a coincidence that the Arctic winds of north of Interstate 85 blow you in on what feels like the apex of the sports season. I mean, you know, Major League Baseball, the team of destiny is walking towards destiny. I don't want to jinx it, but, I mean, my God, below 500 at the trade deadline and
wow,
trade for a guy that wears pearls and a guy that the Indians give up for free and they just carry you to the World Series. It's unbelievable. And all without Acuna. It's truly unbelievable, Roy. But I don't want to jinx it. You know, the NBA, just incredible theater. I mean, last night they printed more posters than they printed since the mid-90s, Roy. I mean, it was just dunk city last night. It was incredible. And you know, not only is NBA great theater with the superstars and NBA Twitter. And I mean, right now the small market teams have juice, Roy. Charlotte. Yeah. The Pacers, I mean, somehow Quinn Snyder's made it for a decade in the NBA. I mean, it's just incredible. It's fascinating year in and year out, and it feels like it's back. You know, it was in the dark ages, and it's back. But I don't know anything about the NHL, but their fans seem happy right now. I mean, it's just like everything's going on at the same time, Roy, and here you are. And, you know, football, we have complete anarchy. I guess we can blame that on the NIL, but speaking of which, where's that damn video game? You know, is it worth it at this point? You know, I don't know. You know, Clemson, I think you guys are dealing with a lot of the same problems we're dealing with. I saw it firsthand when I was down in Columbia, and that's the disgusting infiltration of seltzer beer on the tailgating atmosphere. It's really awful. And despite all that anarchy, Roy, we're going to get Ohio State and Bama in the national championship. I mean, that's, if you're paying attention, that's how the stars are lining up. And, you know, Georgia fans, they can get excited now, but I mean, Stetson Bennett's your quarterback and he's more of a punter than a national championship quarterback. So save it. You know, I mean, what happens if they lose to Florida this weekend, Roy?
Well, I mean, look, I don't think that that's impossible, Thirsty, because that's the kind of game. Georgia's going to get tested somewhere along the way. Look, I think they're elite. I think the defense is historic, perhaps, on some level. But they will get tested in some game before the SEC championship. History tells us it's typically this one. Dan Mullen's fighting for his coaching life on some level right now. He's got a backup quarterback in Anthony Richardson that needs some more snaps and more reps. This would be a great time to try to test out a bunch of stuff for him. And what else do they have to lose? I don't love the matchup this weekend, as silly as this sounds, for Georgia. I don't think they're going to blow out Florida. I do think they can win. They will win. But I think it's going to be close. And I think Florida's going to test them. I really do.
Roy, we can't sit here for the last 10 years and say defense doesn't matter anymore and then just all of a sudden think Georgia's going to win because their defense is great. I mean,
yeah.
Can you win a national championship with a 5'7 quarterback and a bunch of tight ends and running backs who average 4 yards a carry? I don't think you can. I mean, maybe. I mean, we'll see. I mean, they'll be bucking the trend should they do so. But, you know, they just have so many flaws for a team that is seeming so far away ahead of everyone in the rankings that it'll be fun when they crash back down to earth. But, Roy, a couple of things nobody's talking about, and you're a international sports broadcasting travelers, so you know these things, but some of the locals may not. You know, a lot of teams getting excited about teams from Texas, but it's the obscure teams that are having great seasons. The Roadrunners, we have a ranked team called the Roadrunners, for God's sakes. I mean, and UTEP, Minor Nation. I mean, Minor Nation having a great season. So, you know, Longhorns are wasting millions upon millions on a network and their football program, and teams named the Roadrunners and Miners, they sound like XFL teams, are over here having great seasons. So that's fascinating. C.J. Stroud, everyone burned that Heisman ticket after the Oregon game, and he's quietly probably second right now in the Heisman rankings as his team quietly just sneaks back into the national championship conversation. Do they beat Michigan this year like they always do, or does – Harbaugh get over the schneid?
Ohio State beats Michigan. Yeah, it's been like 1,500 days or however long. It's going to be like 2,500 days before that changes.
Yep. Quark, Quark was talking about these rivalry games earlier, and he failed to mention the best one of the year. And I know you know about this one, Roy. Oregon State. I mean, the Beavers are just explosive these last 2 years. And, you know, Oregon's highly ranked, but kind of fraudulent. And, you know, that's going to be a game that's played at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the fog, you know, 38-42 type game. And it's going to be must-watch television for those who stay up that late. And I'll get off, Roy. There's some Italians in Vegas telling me that the spread in the Clemson-Carolina game of the year, is down to 14 points. The total 17. So that's
yes.
5-14. So have a good one. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Thirsty. Thank you for that. By the way, you mentioned arguably the best team in Texas right now, the Mustangs, also who sound like a potential XFL program. SMU was undefeated, and I think Sonny Dykes is going to end up being the next head coach at Texas Tech. And I love that match. I love that match and that pairing. I think that'll work out quite nicely. Our phone number, if you recall, is different for the next couple of hours. 650-9008. 650-9008. Justin is up with us next. Justin, welcome to the show. Hope you're well.
Hey, Roy. How are you today?
Doing good, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call and let you know that you are right, because I called in. You were filling in earlier in the summer, and you were predicting the Georgia-Clemson score. Like, it was going to be a low-scoring, you know, in the teens game. And I was like, dude, it's going to be – it's going to be in the 30s. Like, Clemson's going to put up tons of points. Ugh, man, you were spot on. I mean, the defense was great. Offense is still struggling, has been struggling the whole season. But here's a little hope for the Clemson faithful. I think we're so quick to forget about what happened in the Syracuse when we played Syracuse in a bowl game with Donovan McNabb. When we played, was it Geno Smith in a bowl game?
Yeah.
Clemson responds. I mean, it may take a while. It may take a little bit of time, but we respond. You know, Dabo made changes after that bowl game. I know Dabo wasn't the coach when Syracuse and Donovan McNabb, 44-3 or 44-7.
It was a shutout.
Like,
I want to say it was 41-0 in the Gator Bowl in the rain, McNabb to Harrison, yeah. And they still haven't been stopped.
Very true. So I'm 34 going on 35, so I remember that game very well. I guess I don't, because I thought, you know, I was just hoping we had scored, but apparently we never did.
It was rough. I don't think – I'll double-check. I don't think so. But your point is valid, Justin. And look, back in the summer when I said I thought that this would be a throwback game between Clemson and Georgia, and I want to say like 17-10 and 20-17 would be the final score. The other thing I said was this. It may simply be that Clemson has the known commodity in DJ Uiagalelei, and you know what's coming on third down and short, and you know he's going to be able to get the first down. That was another drum I was banging. And that couldn't have been more wrong. I mean, that just never developed this year. And even in that game and in the weeks shortly thereafter, I was always a little surprised, you know, why it didn't. I thought that was going to be the identity of the offense with the injuries up front, lack of skill players that are proven around DJ. You know, all those things kind of contribute to the fact that the identity has never been developed, and it's never matured, it's never grown. And quite frankly, so it never existed starting week one. I was right. I thought it was going to be low scoring. I was wrong in the sense.
Oh, no, you were 100% right. So you were thinking they were going to pull a Taj Boyd with DJ and just let him just, when it's, short yardage, just let him bang it out and get in. And I would love to see more of that. But I just, all the hate, fire all these coaches, like, I don't think these people, it's just, these, I guess there are so many I hate to say bandwagon new fans, or we've got so comfortable the last 5 to 6, 7 years that we don't know what losing is like.
Correct.
It's rough. It sucks. It's not a good feeling. You have to take it for what it is. We have been very blessed with a great coach, a great staff, that they're more satisfied by putting good men out there than draft picks. They're more worried about making sure that these kids graduate. These kids are going on to be better men, better people. So losing is a part of the game. You can't win forever. That's my take on it. We'll get there eventually. If Dabo, I think Dabo is a good coach. He's a good mediator to say, he knows how to talk to people. He knows how to get the best out of everybody. I just think there's going to be eventually a point, this may not be our season. Obviously it's not. There's always next year. I'll go off this. Thirsty Mangus was talking about some crazy names for some schools. The craziest name is the Columbia Koalas. They are a women's school in Columbia, the Koalas. So it's just a women's school that just, he's talking about the Roadrunners. There is a Columbia Koalas that we have in South Carolina. So,
Justin, appreciate the call today. Thank you. I mean, koalas can be pretty feisty, if I've read correctly. I don't really want to come up on a koala anywhere in the wild. I think they've got like those sharp fingernails or whatever, the sharp nails that get after you. I could be wrong, but you don't want to talk bad about them. I can tell you that for sure. I mean, Dabo's made tough decisions. I almost cringe when I hear somebody say, well, he's a good manager of people or a good CEO or whatever. I think if that's where you are on this, you haven't been paying attention. It's far, far, far more than that. I mean, look, you got me here for 4 hours. I don't want to come back in and bang that drum for the 7 millionth time to remind people about his intelligence level, which I think is off the charts compared to most. And I'll just sum it up nicely like this, and I've said this many times. So he walks in the room, chances are, wherever it is, he's going to be the smartest person in the room. That goes beyond motivating people, pushing buttons. It goes to problem solving, figuring things out, understanding what's wrong, how to fix. If he's done anything in his career, certainly, especially back in the beginning, he did that. We got Justin, we got Glenn, Gamecock, Will, Larry. You guys hang tight. We're coming to you. Don't forget our phone number. A little different today, 650-9008, 864-650-9008. The Vibe Broadband phone lines are open. It's just a different number, 650-9008. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula. Got a lot more to get into after this.
With some things unreliable, there's one thing you can count on. That is catching the Mickey Follow Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. That's right. Every Friday of game day weekend is Mickey Follow at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Catch up on the latest football news. The tradition continues. Nothing says welcome back like Mickey Plyler at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and ordering your tailgate foods at Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 654-4655 or Seneca at 886-9080.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
What's under your home can get into your home.
A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Candy Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Candy can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me this Friday night for our final Tri-County Technical College High School football game of the week, presented by Southern Western University. This week's game is T.L. Hanna at Hillcrest. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And we appreciate all of you who voted in our online poll this season, brought to you by Stephen Fisher Allstate in Clemson. Are you in good hands?
Relax. Adulting just got easier with Founders Collegiate Debit. Take your higher education to the next level with a debit account filled with perks exclusively for students. You'll enjoy access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, no foreign ATM fees, zero balance requirements, 24/7 account access with Founders Online and the Founders app, and up to $175 in bonus cash. Collegiate to learn more. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or one of our more than 30 office locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Whether you're in between homes, on a work assignment in the upstate, or need a space close to campus for game day, Everlawn Clemson, a luxury apartment community for ages 55 and older, is now offering short-term luxury apartment rentals. Enjoy chef-prepared meals, bar and bistro, full kitchen, and washer-dryer in apartment, a fitness room, concierge and housekeeping services, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. Now is your time to go all in with Everlawn. Call Everlawn today for a free tour. 864-499-8318.
The Pendleton Tire Company wants to help you protect what's inside your car, no matter what's outside, with the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire. Between October 13th and November 2nd, get a $70 reward card or virtual account after online submission with a purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. See Zach or Joey at the Pendleton Tire Company, 646-3694, or check out PendletonTire.com. Michelinman.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires November 2nd, 2021. Void where prohibited.
State's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Go Tigers!
All right, back on Road Rage, Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula, hanging out with Ro. Ro, I got to tell you, this week has been kind of a traumatic week for me. I actually had to go get glasses earlier.
Oh, no.
It's not really the glasses. It's the readers. You know what I'm saying?
Where yeah.
They, like, magnify what you're reading. And it just, they don't look bad on me, but they make me feel a lot older than I like to pretend to be. You know what I mean?
It was traumatic for you.
It was traumatic. Is that okay to say? I mean, I know there's other things that can happen that are worse in life, but when you cross that barrier, it's kind of painful, you know? It's just tough.
That's tough. Trying to work through that. I'm sorry you're having a day.
Yeah, and I'm trying to work through this Clemson football season, trying to figure it all out.
It's rough on you.
It's a lot. It probably is taking me like 90 minutes or so to kind of get in the groove again and refine the rhythm of hosting this show. And it probably takes a little longer because, like everybody else, I don't know what the heck to talk about when they're not kicking everybody's tail the way that they have for the last 10 years. You know, we got off the air with my show in 2017. You knew that there were going to be more titles on the horizon. You knew that they were going to be dominant in the ACC, you know, for the years to come. And I still think that's probably the case. But in the heat of this moment, like, everybody literally doesn't know how to act. The new fans are thinking, we've never seen this before. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to respond. Well, let's start firing people. Or why do they recruit this person? How come we're not going to the transfer portal? And then the old school fans, or, you know, the longtime graduates, IPTE members that have been through the Ken Hatfields, the years when Tommy West was the coach and they were good, but they could never beat anybody great, and Clemson was more of a basketball school back then. Like, you've lived it, you've felt it, and you know there's little ebbs and flows and things are going to change, and it's probably not the end of the universe just because one season doesn't go according to plan. But even those fans and even those graduates, those alums, you know, your patience is tested in a year like this. And so it's funny, from the outside looking in, watching this season, like, I feel those same frustrations and share those with all of our listeners. But then, like, I get on air and I'm trying to explain it, and honestly, it kind of comes out jumbled at times because there's so many rabbit holes you can go down. And you can say, well, the offensive line, all the injuries, well, the play calling, or no transfer portal. And so let me just put a bow on all of that before I get to more calls with this. And by the way, our number, if you're just tuning in, is a different number for the show today. 650-9008, 650-9008. Get into your calls right now. I've mentioned the quarterback position, and I'm probably guilty of putting too much of the responsibility, too much of the onus on that position. And coaches always give you the coach speak with it. They get too much credit when we win. They take too much blame when we lose. If you were to just paint me into a corner and say, Roy, what really is it? I would say it's probably the inconsistencies we've seen there more than most everything else this side of injuries. Injuries you can't really account for or deal with outside of just getting healthy again. It's more that, in my opinion, than it is the other stuff. And part of that is the greatness you've had at the position going back almost 10 years now, and especially with Deshaun, Taj, and Trevor Lawrence. Part of it is that, and then getting off of that, you don't have that right away. And we all assumed that it would be there, and we assumed incorrectly. And if you read some of the scouting reports with DJ, no offense to him, but coming out of school, out of high school on the West Coast, there were some scouting reports, including my good friend Tom Luganville, that said, you know, we have questions about his accuracy. We have questions about his accuracy. He has a tendency to float the ball on occasion. Those things are out there, and you know what? That's what we've seen so far. It doesn't mean that that's who you're going to be for your entire career, however. I don't know that it's going to improve night and day type, you know, dramatic improvement this season. But, you know, let's regroup, and let's see, after he was on the sideline for that series or two at Pittsburgh, if maybe that's kind of a spark that reignites this thing, at least to the point where you're not scoring, you know, 21 a game or 19 a game. You get it up maybe a touchdown or so, and that could be a real difference maker down the stretch. And that could be a difference maker this weekend against Florida State. 650-9008 on the Vibe broadband phone lines. Give us a buzz. Justin's doing that. Justin, thanks for your patience. Welcome in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you getting me in. So this is just my two cents. I'm a Florida fan. I remember the day after Clemson lost the onside kick national championship game to Alabama, and I thought I was going to go into work and listen all day long to how salty Clemson fans were going to be. They should have done this different, should have done that different, should have won the game. And I was actually blown away by the fact that Clemson fans actually made me sick to my stomach that day with how humble they were and how proud they were of how their team fought, and even in a loss. And it blew me away how the fan base was. They need to find that in themselves right now, because there's one thing, again, I'm not a Clemson fan, but in the words of you, Mr. William Christopher has never told a lie that I've seen. He says he's going to figure it out. I think they're going to figure it out. It's just everybody has down years. It's part of it. With that being said, Mr. Philpott, curious if you what your thoughts are on the Florida-Georgia game this weekend. Great to hear you on the air, man. And I'll take it off the air. Have a great one.
Yeah, I think Florida's going to compete, Justin. I think they're going to compete. I think it's going to be close. I love Anthony Richardson. I had them the first week of the season when Emory Jones made his first start. Spent a good amount of time with Dan Mullen leading up to that game. And, you know, Georgia's going to be tested this year. They're going to be tested outside of 10-3 in Charlotte. My guess is it happens this week. So look for that game to be extremely competitive late. Also on the Healthcare text line, Ryan and Greer, very good question here. Let me address this right now, too. What's your thoughts and opinions on Dabo being so anti-transfer portal? Bam and Georgia have even dipped in the portal. He's been a coach that has made a handful of tough decisions that have been monumentous throughout his career. A lot of those occurred early. So, I mean, we're kind of drifting back to that territory. We're going to have to start making some tough decisions again, you know, after the season. And this, to me, is front and center. And my guess is that you'll see a slight shift in the transfer portal approach. And I think you'll see that shift as a result of all the injuries that Clemson has dealt with, especially in the offensive line this year. The running backs that have gone to the portal in the last year or so, Ches Malusi, Mikey Dukes, Lynn J. Dixon. You need to find a way to build some more immediate depth at some critical positions that have just kind of suddenly occurred because you have lost some guys to the portal itself. Now, I don't think they're going to make a habit of going and dipping in there all the time, Ryan. But I would be shocked if we go another 365 calendar days and Clemson hasn't kind of dipped its toe in the water and said, all right, what do we got here? Because as good as they've been in recruiting in high school, you know, the prep ranks, and you know they don't do the junior college deal, and the number of elite prospects, and there's not a lot of them, but there's a handful out there that they finished two or three for that have ended up at other places that I know that staff probably feels like these are good character dudes, just didn't work out. It would just seem like a natural to go in there and say, okay, Brandon Streeter had a great relationship with this guy before he went to Columbus. Lemanski Hall had a great relationship with this guy before he ended up at Texas. And this prospect was of high character. I mean, look, I'm no rocket scientist, but I mean, there's not a lot of difference there between that guy then and what he was when you were recruiting him and you wanted him in high school. So, you know, he walked out of one of those press conferences recently, the way I read it, and he was like, man, I can't wait till we sign somebody out of the portal. Basically, like, we're going to shut everybody up. Smart guy. His way has worked forever. College football is changing. Add it all up. He'll change with it. A year from now, I would expect that they have a portal addition or two on that roster. Just me arranging the tea leaves. Nobody's told me that. I would be stunned if that's not the case. Absolutely stunned. And, you know, look, maybe a criticism is, hey, it took him too long to push that button. Okay, maybe so. If the first time it reared its ugly head is, you know, seven games into year number 14, with the track record they produced, man, tough to argue that. In the heat of the moment, I recognize, yeah, everybody's up in arms, all these different things. I think they're pretty savvy, and I think that they'll figure that out fairly quickly. All right, one more call if we can squeeze one in here in this hour. We got about 2 minutes left. Let's get to Eddie, who joins us next on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Eddie, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Roy Philpott. How in the world are you doing?
Long time no talk, my friend. I hope you and the missus are doing well.
Well, yes. I finally got her over COVID and everything. So
well, good. That's okay. Good to hear.
Yeah. She said for me to be sure and tell you, though, she still loves the shirt. And she still wears the shirt.
Wow. How about that?
Yep.
Well, tell her I said hello, and I she took the shirt right off my back at George Coleman Ford, and I'm glad she's enjoyed it.
She did. She sure did. But now what I wanted to say, Roy, is, you know, everybody's got their opinion, so I'm going to put mine out here.
All right, we got 40 seconds, Eddie, so give it to me, or I'm going to have to ask you to hold through the break.
I think one the biggest thing we need to do is stop listening to experts like Desmond Howard and David Pollock and Paul Feinbaum. We got the best there is. Stop a minute and think where he's brought us from and brought us to and going to carry us further. What do you think?
I appreciate it. Yeah, and look, I want to address some of that coming up in our next hour. Eddie, my best to you and the family. Appreciate the phone call. There's something to be said about that commentary, and I want to set that up for our third hour right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota, the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, has your choice of select rental vehicles.